Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Thank God the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. In this day and age when people are, everyone has an opinion and folks are arguing and debating about all kinds of things, we can have great comfort in knowing that there is a place where we can look up and find out what's right. Amen. Glory to God. You know, when God put Adam and Eve in the garden, glory to God, he said, you could eat of all the trees, but now that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and in some translations, it's the tree of right and wrong, what's right and wrong. He said, don't get into that. Don't get into that. Whoa, when you try to start to determine what's right and what's wrong, it's going to be a mess. Amen? Glory to God. But if you eat of the tree of life that cannot lie, amen? Glory to God. You're going to be blessed and live forever. The Bible is right. God's word is right. Amen. Glory to God. I don't have to debate it. You don't have to debate it. God determines what's right and what's wrong. Amen. And we take joy in that because we know he's right. Glory to God. Well, beloved, as we say, we're in Proverbs 19 and we're in verse 20. Proverbs 19:20, and in the King James Version, it says, that is 19:20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mightest be wise in thy latter end. And in the New Living Translation, Proverbs 19:20 reads, get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life. Amen. Glory to God. And a word for somebody out there is go back to school. Get all the instruction you can. Amen. Go back to school. If you've been debating whether you should go to school or not, glory to God. Maybe you were thinking in 2022, I have to make a decision. Glory to God. I believe the word for you is to go back to school. This verse says, get all the, in the New Living Translation, get all the instruction you can. Amen. Glory to God. That speaks to some folks who are older, and they feel like, well, school for me is over, glory to God, and I just, you know, it's too late. No, it's not too late. Get all the instruction you can. Go back to school. Glory to God. Get all the advice you can. I tell you, it's, a couple of times in my life, I've sought out advice and gotten advice, and it so far pushed me ahead. It propelled me ahead because it was right advice. Amen. And we know that your steps are ordered of the Lord. And he's guiding you. Glory to God. He's guiding you to a sure destination. Amen. And on that trip, on that journey, glory to God, get all the advice you can. Glory to God. And this tells us, glory to God, these verses tell us, that wisdom comes from advice and instruction. There is a level of wisdom that comes from advice and instruction. Then there's a level of wisdom, another level of wisdom, a deeper level, that comes from the Word of God. Amen. And then there's the level of wisdom that comes from God giving you wisdom and discernment. You remember Solomon. After making several sacrifices and praising the Lord, The Lord came to him and asked him, and name anything you want. I'm paraphrasing what he said. Whatever you want, Solomon, what do you want? Tell me what you want. I'll give it to you. And he asked for discernment. Later on, it being interpreted, he asked for wisdom. Amen. So that level of wisdom was given to him. But then there's the supreme level of wisdom, the absolute supreme level of wisdom. No other level surpasses this level. And that is when a person asks to be filled with God's Spirit. When God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, comes in and fills you, amen, Spirit of wisdom. He's the supreme wisdom. He knows everything about everything about everything. When you get that level of wisdom, you got it all in terms of wisdom. Amen? Glory to God. You may not feel it on a conscious level. Glory to God. Because maybe you haven't started that flow yet. Glory to God. You haven't activated that flow of wisdom yet. But wisdom, if you're a believer, a spirit-filled believer, the supreme level of wisdom resides inside of you. That is, you got the Holy Ghost. And like I said earlier, your steps are ordered of the Lord, and the Lord is taking you someplace. Glory to God, to that God-ordained place that he has ordained for you. And he's a pilot that has never lost a ship, that has never failed. He's going to take you to your destination. Amen? Glory to God. That one that is that personified wisdom, he's going to take you where God so dearly wants you to go, because God wishes above all things that you prosper and that you be in health, glory to God, and that you be restored and that you be taken to a sure destination. And God is going to do it. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died, glory to God, so we could live and be a forgiven of our sins. But he lives so that we can live this Christian life by his Spirit inside of us, glory to God. That Spirit of wisdom, glory to God, that resides in us. He's taking us and conforming us. God is conforming us to the image of his Son. Amen? Glory to God. And we're so thankful for that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I wanted to look at some verses that deal with counsel and instruction. Because King James Version says, hear counsel and receive instruction. Amen. Glory to God. Who is Father God talking to? He's talking to you. Father God is talking to you. And he's saying, hear counsel. What that mean, hear counsel? In the first instance, it means tune your ears and hear. Hear what he's saying to you. Because he's speaking to you by his Spirit. He's speaking to you through his word. He's speaking to you by circumstances. He's speaking to you through others speaking through you. Amen? There's all kind of ways, God. He can speak to you through dreams and visions. But your Heavenly Father is speaking to you. And he's saying, hear counsel. Hear counsel. And then another interpretation of that is hear counsel. It means to hear not only the words, but what's behind the counsel. What is God actually saying? Yes, you hear the words, amen, but you can also hear a Heavenly Father who loves you and wants to guide you in the right way, and he loves you so much that he's telling you which way to turn. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. Not now. Please understand, I'm not saying that you're hearing a voice, amen, an audible voice, but God, there's multiple ways that God can lead you and guide you. Amen? And he's saying, hear counsel. And then he's saying, receive instruction. Glory to God. You know, some people, glory to God, their Heavenly Father wants to give them instruction on what to do, and they have their own way of doing things. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear, glory to God, to go this way, because they feel like, well, that will mean I'll have to give up something, or I'll have to do it his way, or it'll cost me too much. I have to make too many sacrifices. No, your Heavenly Father has your best interests at heart, glory to God, and he's trying to show you. You see, the people in the world walk in darkness, the Bible says that the wicked know not at what they stumble. What do they stumble over? They stumble over their own sins. Their own sins cause them to stumble. But God has greater things in store for you. He's leading and guiding you. And he's saying, watch out for this landmine. Watch out for that curve. Watch out for this. Ignore that person. They're lying to you. Don't listen to their counsel. Amen? And God is saying, receive his instruction. Why? Because you have to hear his heart. He's not telling you to do it because he's trying to force his way on you. He's trying to show you what to do so you don't have to bump into landmines, and so that you don't have to end up going down dead-end streets, and so that you don't end up doing things that could hurt you badly. Amen? You got to know that your Heavenly Father loves you, and what he's telling you is for your own good. You have to settle it in your heart that God wants you to win, that he's on your side. So when he's telling you things, when he's giving you advice, good gracious alive, listen, because he's trying to help you. You know, so many times in our society, a lot of people are cast more or less on their own, and they've had to depend upon themselves. They couldn't trust other people. Through experiences, they've learned not to trust other people. And so when someone tries to give them advice, they kind of chafe at it because they say, yeah, I hear you, but I'm still going to do it my way. I don't know you. I can't trust you. But it's the exact opposite with your Heavenly Father. The Bible says that there's no darkness in him is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. That means there's no scheme. There's no ulterior motive. There's nothing. He's telling you one thing, but really he's trying to get his way. You know, when I had a visitation of the Holy Spirit, I say this very humbly, and the first thing that struck me about him was genuine concern. When he asked, how are you doing, it wasn't like a human being saying, how are you doing? With a human being, that's just a form of greeting. How you doing? Oh, I'm okay. Well, I'm glad. Have a nice day. No. When the Holy Spirit spoke, and I don't mean with an audible voice, when the Holy Spirit spoke and he asked how I was doing, I could just sense. I don't know how I knew it, but I could just say, he asked in a way that no other person ever asked like that. I could tell the sincerity. I could tell the deep empathy. He really, really, really meant it. How are you doing? Amen. God is concerned about you. He wants to know. He knows what you're going through. He knows your situation. And he's so concerned about you that when he comes and says, go to the left or go to the, you know, when I graduated from Bible school and the Lord, I wanted to go north to the New England states. And the Lord told me, no, go south. Go down to Raleigh-Durham. I didn't want to go south. I mean, I didn't want to go south. I wanted to go north. He told me to go south. Amen. Didn't know why he wanted me to go south. But when I went south, when I obeyed him, one of the greatest things of my life happened to me. Amen. Glory to God. All because, see, God had it in his heart. He had something for me. He has something for you, beloved. When he gives you instruction, he says, receive instruction. Hear my counsel and receive instruction. Glory to God. And then there's another aspect to this. It says that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. I've had two instances where when I got instruction from a pro, I used to try to play tennis on my own. Well, I went and got one pro lesson. I learned more in that one pro lesson than 20 years trying to learn tennis on my own. I learned things that I didn't even know existed. This man was such a pro. I mean, just the way you stood, the way you stood there, he would tell you things. The way you would shift your weight. I didn't know about shifting no weight. I thought it was all about hitting the ball. This, I learned more. So what is this saying? When you receive counsel and instruction, that you may be as wise in your latter end. They can pass on more in a few moments with you than you could learn in a lifetime. But if you don't hear counsel, if you don't receive instruction, you're still going to be in the trial and error process. And you won't be able to do what you could have done if you'd have listened to your Heavenly Father. I'm up against a commercial already. Time is flying. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about Proverbs 19:20, and in the New Living Translation, it says, get all the advice and instruction you can so that you will be wise the rest of your life. I want to mention some things that I discovered late in life. Late in life, I discovered that everybody needs a mentor. Everybody, you know, I used to think that, that's just for people who they're a little bit behind for some reason. Maybe they were a little bit behind, and they're trying to catch up. And one of the things they can get, if possible, is a mentor. And that person mentors them and brings them back up to where they should be, and in some cases can even propel them forward. Amen? And I thought that's what it was. But I discovered late in life that everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. And when I think about some examples, when I think about, you know, Michael Jordan, I'm trying to mention people, not that I'm picking out certain people, but I'm trying to mention people that just about everybody has heard of, okay? I could tell you about local folks, but then only the people in South Carolina would know them. Or I could tell you about people in my own sphere, but unless you hang around with me all the time, you wouldn't know who I'm talking about. So I'm trying to mention people that I assume about everybody's heard of Michael Jordan, the basketball player. Well, the striking thing about him, if you listen to him or people around him, they mention it all the time, that he had raw talent, but he had raw talent, but it wasn't developed. He had to listen to a coach who coached him and pulled out that raw talent and developed him into a sterling basketball player. The same thing with Mike Tyson. He was a street thug. He could fight raw, but he had to listen to Amada, turned him into his coach, turned him into a world-class heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Louis. I mean, you could go on and on and on with people who they had raw talent, just like you, beloved. Glory to God. They're seeds of greatness. God has put gifts. He's put talents. He's put callings. He's put success and victory in you. Amen? Glory to God. And he wants to develop that. If you'll let him, he wants to develop that. He's your mentor. You look at this Bible. Why did God leave a Bible? It's counsel. It's packed with sound counsel and advice. And he left that behind so you could read it for yourself and learn from the Bible ways that would propel you forward. Because one of the greatest things you learn is what trips people up. I didn't know what tripped people up when I was in the world. But when I got saved and found out, the Bible says specifically that sin will destroy you. Sin will mess you up. Amen? So then you want to avoid sin, and by avoiding sin, you don't cut yourself off. That's half the battle right there. And then God says to you in his word, this whole thing is about decisions. You make thousands of decisions, right or wrong, right? Which way to go? And God says, be sensible. Pick the right ways. Yes, there's the right way and wrong way. That's presented to you. You have to make choices 1,000 times a day. Am I going to do right or am I going to take the shortcut? Am I going to leave this money alone or am I going to steal it? Am I going to tell the boss a lie or am I going to tell him the truth, even though it looks like I might get fired if I tell him the truth? We're faced with 1,000 decisions. Should I drink the coffee or should I drink the orange juice? Should I go to work or should I lay at home? We're faced every day, we're faced with decisions. Amen? Hundreds and hundreds of them. And the Bible instructs us which decisions to make. Amen? And glory to God. And we're so thankful that God, he's a mentor. The Holy Spirit is a mentor. Jesus mentored 12 men because he knew that he was going to leave them behind. Amen? Glory to God, to be him in the earth after he left. He was a mentor. And I discovered way late in life, that everybody needs a mentor. But, you know, some people say, well, I don't have a mentor, Pastor. I don't have no mentor. I don't know nobody that has wisdom, but that will keep my business to himself. Amen? Because you tell some people, they tell everything. Yes, but there's all kinds of ways you can be mentored. I'll tell you something, and please forgive me. This is a personal thing, but it was so transformative to my life, I can't forget it. One of my hobbies on the side is investing. And I've been a so-so investor for about 40 years. So-so. Didn't lose any real money, but didn't make any real money. Well, I came across God in his mercy. He led me to a book by James Cramer, Real Money by James Cramer. And when I read that book, I felt that he was mentoring me through a book. And when I learned the right way to buy and sell, when I learned how the pros did it, it so spiked me up, my handling of the portfolio. It so revolutionized my thinking, my approach, my outlook, my everything. It was so transformative. And that's one of the things that got me to the conclusion, boy, we all need a mentor. A mentor can propel us. Now, you can learn in trial and error, and I'm not saying that you won't eventually get there, but boy, if you got the right instruction and counsel, you can get there a whole 20 years earlier and do it 100% better. Amen. It's just when this verse says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mightest be wise in thy latter end. When you have your wisdom and then you have the wisdom of your mentor, and then you get, from that you get held experiences with the Lord. The Lord is leading and guiding you and you're listening to the Holy Ghost. Beloved, you change your mindset. When you meditate in the Word, your mindset changes, and there's nothing. You find out there's nothing you can't do. You find out that you've been tricked by the devil because the devil in the flesh constantly pound you with, you ain't that good. You made mistakes. Your past wasn't perfect. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. You ain't that. People are clapping and celebrating you. Amen. Glory to God. But all that is to make you self-conscious and other people conscious. And being self-conscious won't get you there. What will get you there is being God-conscious. Now, that'll get you there. Why? Because you're dependent on the blood of Jesus. You're dependent on his spirit that lives on the inside to transform you, to help you. Amen. What is God saying in something like Deuteronomy 31, it's like 6, 7, or 8, somewhere in there. And what does he say? He says, don't be afraid because I will help you. Your heavenly Father says, I'm right here. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be your counselor. What did God say to Abraham when he came back from that war? He said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, look, don't worry about anything. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. He didn't say, Abraham, you need $1 million and I'm going to give you $1 million so that you can succeed. No, no, no. He said, Abraham, I'm your reward. You get me. And when you get me, when you get my presence, whoa, Abraham, you're going to be, woo, you're going to be something. They're going to write about, he didn't say it this way, I'm paraphrasing. You're going to be something. You're going to be in the history books. And not only you, but your seed after you, amen, is going to be great upon the earth because you got me, amen. And with me, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Beloved, God is with you. Glory to God. He is your exceeding great. When you receive the Holy Ghost, now ain't that an exceeding great reward? There's reward, but then there's something that's exceedingly great. And you got to admit it. The Holy Spirit is exceeding great. He ain't great. He's exceeding great. Look how he helps you and comforts you and guides you and teaches you and leads you and protects you and talks to you and watch over you and keep you in health, keep you when you're driving up and down the streets. Glory to God. Where can you find that any place? That's an exceeding great reward. And you got that reward, beloved. You got that. God gave it to you. Amen? Why? Because he wishes above all things that you prosper. He didn't say, now look, this is a spiritual thing. I want you in church all the time, 24 hours a day. I don't want you to do nothing but lay on the floor and cry out and sling snot and cry and wail and cry out. No, he don't say that. He don't say that. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper. Wow, I want you, your desires are granted because you got me. What did he say about Joseph in prison? He said, look, don't study the situation. Forget the situation. You're a prosperous man because my presence is with you. It says Joseph prospered because God's presence was with him. Now, he was in the dungeon, but God don't see like we see. He don't think like we think. He thinks if you got me, you got it all. You listen, this, what you're going through now, that's just temporary. Joseph, you coming out of there. And guess what? The word for this Sabbath day was healing and restoration. God said, I want you to start believing for healing and restoration. What's God saying? He says, hear, in this verse, it says, hear counsel, hear instruction, hear what God's trying to say. He's saying he knows what you've been through. He's going to restore you. He's going to make you better than when you first started out. Don't you remember when you first started out how on fire you was, how everything was wonderful? And then people, every Sunday, they start teaching you, to be a Christian, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to smile, you got to be nice all the time, you got to dress a nice way, you're never supposed to argue, you're supposed to be a perfect human being. They made you self-conscious. No, that ain't the way. You want to become God-conscious. You want to depend on the victory that Jesus gave you at the cross. By his life, by his death, he saved you from your sins, and by his life, he makes you victorious because he rose from the dead, and he lives inside you by his spirit. And because his spirit's inside of you, glory to God, you're going to be wise in your latter end. Glory to God. You're going to be very wise because you got a mentor. Amen. It's nice to have a physical man or woman mentor. That would be very nice. But everybody ain't got that. Amen. But you got the Word of God. That can mentor you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside. He's mentoring you. Amen. And he promises. What did Jesus say about to his Father? He says, Father, he says, everybody's in my hand. I have lost none. All that you've given me, I have lost none except the son of perdition because it was ordained that he go to hell. But everybody else, I ain't lost not a one. And he ain't going to lose you. Why? Because he's a mentor. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. You're in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He got you in his hand. And he's going to bring you on. He is bringing you on, beloved. Glory to God. Hear counsel. Hear instruction. When the Holy Ghost tell you, go right. Go right. You may not know why, but go right. Why? Because he's no tricks in him. He's not a trickster. He's not a fooler. He doesn't tell you to do something, and then you find out, man, you deceived me. Ain't none of that with the Holy Ghost. It ain't none of that with the Holy Ghost. He's called the Spirit of Truth. He tells the truth at all times. You can trust him. You may not be able to trust me because you don't know me. Amen? May not be able to trust your neighbor, but I guarantee you, you can trust the Holy Ghost. He's called the Holy, Holy Ghost. It's impossible for him to lie, and he ain't going to lie to you. He's going to give you good counsel. He's going to give you good advice. He's giving that to you, amen? And you're going to come out successful. God bless you today. Stay in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit, and you're going to come out on top. You're going to come out so, woo, Jesus, when he gets through with you, if you'll listen to him, you're going to come out on top. He's going to put you on top. God bless you today. The Bible has the answer. See you next week. The Bible is right. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.